June, greetings, friends. The Gospel by John, chapter 12, reading at verse 46. The Lord Jesus is the speaker, and he says, I am come, I am. Another time in the life of the Lord Jesus on earth here, when he uses that wonderful expression, I am, A-M, I am. The ever-present, ever-existing, great I am of eternity, past, present, and future. The Lord Jesus, who ever did exist and who always will be. He says here to the children of men, I am come, I am come. Yes, he didn't send an angel, you know, to Bethlehem. He didn't send Gabriel, no. He didn't send a seraphim, no. He didn't send Michael the archangel, no. He came himself. And so this great I am in the 46th verse emphasizes that marvelous truth that he came himself. I am come. Yes, friends. The Lord Jesus Christ has come into the world. And as he says in this very chapter, he says, I am come, I came not. In verse 47, he says, if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He came as a Savior, that he will be the judge that is foretold and is clearly set forth in the Scripture, that he will judge the world. God will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. But when he came into the world and was born in Bethlehem, he came as a Savior, not as a judge. He did not come to condemn men to a lost eternity. He came to save them from a lost eternity. Call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And so he says now, I am come. Yes, I am come. Way back in the Old Testament he said, lo, I am here. Lo, here I am, send me. And then he could say again, it is written, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Yes, thank God the Savior came. My friends, have you ever thought of this marvelous thing that the Son of God, omnipotent, deity, the Lord Jesus Christ, took on the form of a man and came into this world and here walked and lived and worked and gave and blessed and saved precious never-dying souls, gave them their health, gave them their strength, restored the sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf. This was his great benefaction to the human family. He gave himself, he came himself. I am come. Come what? He has come, says he, in verse 46, I am come a light. Yes, a light. We've pointed out many times that in the book of Genesis, the sun and the moon and the stars were not made until the fourth day of creation. But God said in the first chapter, first part of the chapter, let there be light, and there was light. There was light on this earth before there was a sun, a moon, or stars. And so he is still the light of the world. I am come a light into the world. He came to reveal. Light is that which reveals. And the Lord Jesus came to reveal. Reveal two major matters, of course, amongst millions upon millions of others. But the great revelation of the Lord Jesus was to show men and women the Father. He came to reveal the Father. The Father sent him. He came here as a direct representative of the Father because he was the Son of God. He was known as the Son of God. and the Holy Spirit of God, the third part, three in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So he is come, he says, I am come. Oh, that's so wonderful that he came down himself and tabernacled among men, that he came here to speak on earth, speak his words. And those words are now recorded in your Bible and mine. And if he were to come back again, he would not say other than what he has said in his word, because it's complete. It's comprehensive. It takes in the whole human family from its inception in the Garden of Eden, in Eden, down to the last person to be born into this world. God doesn't do things partly. He does them completely. So his word is all that he intends the world to have. It's more than any or all the people put together can take in and can reach the bottom of it or can fathom it. This is impossible because it's a living word, the word of God. It is more than man can use. And if man used part of it, he would be a better man and it would be a better world. But he's come. It'll reveal the Father. And those words are written now. They're recorded in your Bible and mine, that we might know God as a God of love, a God of mercy, for he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And my friends, that lovely verse, John 3:16, contains only 25 words, but the Son is the word that's in the middle of that verse. God's beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is in the middle, on the middle cross, the one who is the center of God's affections and the center of every Christian true believer affections, is centered on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that's above all, altogether lovely, with none can with him compare. We thank God for this. So he is a light that was here to light the world before there was a sun set in the solar system. But he's come now a light to man, to reveal to us not only life now, but to reveal to us what lies beyond in that dark place where we cannot penetrate. What is after this life? For your life and mine is going to end. It's going to end. We must needs die. We must. There's no getting around it. But God's beloved Son revealed what's after death. And his word declares it now so that we can read and be fully informed of what comes after death. I am come a light into the world. Oh, yes. Why? That whosoever believeth on me. Oh, yes. Resting your whole being upon him, upon his word that will not change, his word that cannot fail, the Lord Jesus himself who cannot fail. We believeth on him, the Savior, the one who came to seek and to save that was lost, the one who died on the cross, bearing your sins and mine, so that we could believe on him to the salvation of our own individual souls. My friends, have you ever done so? Has there been a spot, a time in your life when you realized you were a guilty sinner and on the way to a lost eternity? For that is true. The Lord Jesus gives us that light. He said that there was a broad way. Strive to enter into the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way which leadeth to destruction, Matthew 7. And many there be which go in thereat. For straight is the gate and narrow the way is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Oh, my friends, there are two ways, and we can only travel one of them at a time. We're either on the narrow way that leads to heaven, or on the broad way that leads to destruction. The Lord Jesus says, I am come, a light into the world, to reveal to us that there are two ways out of this world, and we must go out one of those two ways. And if we're saved by the grace of God, then we're going to be in heaven, the narrow road, the way that leads up to glory. That whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And the Lord Jesus said at the end of the other road, the broad road, was eternal darkness, the blackness of darkness, forever and forever, the punishment of those who fail to accept the Lord Jesus Christ is a frightful place, and only the Lord Jesus could reveal it. He came a light into the world to let us know, to reveal to us what comes after death. We never would know without it. Without your Bible and mine, we would not know what comes after death. After death is a judgment, if we're not saved. My friends, it pays to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's why he came. I am come, a light into the world, that he might light the way to glory through his own blessed person. He is the light of the world. Thank the Heavenly Father for the Lord Jesus who came, who was in this world and could be seen by men. And could be a benefactor to man. Then for those who lived here then on the cross he died to be a benefactor for all who lived thereafter. We could believe in him as our Savior and be saved for time and eternity. We pray for our president, our loved ones, our relatives, our friends, the great country in which we live, all the authorities. We pray thy blessing upon every official of our great government, state, or country. We ask that thy word may prosper, and precious souls believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pass from death to life. In his precious name we pray. Amen.